Excalibur. Young Arthur. Uther Pendragon became the king of Britain. He was a good and kind king, though Pendragon meant head dragon. He had an advisor. His name was Merlin. Merlin was a magician. King Uther loved a very beautiful lady, Igraine. Merlin helped Uther to marry her. But he asked Uther to give him a first child for that. Igraine had a daughter, Morgana. Uther took her daughter and went to the town of Glastonbury. He found a nunnery with high walls. There, holy women, or nuns, lived and never went outside. "Morgana will be a nun," Uther said. "She will stay inside the nunnery walls. No man shall see her face again." King Uther and Igraine got a son, Arthur. Merlin came to the castle and said, "Your son must grow up away from your home. If you give your son to me, I promise he will be a king of Britain." King Uther and Igraine were very sad. Arthur was just some days old. But Uther kept his promise. One dark, rainy night, Merlin came to the castle and took Arthur away. Merlin gave the baby to Sir Ector and his wife. They took good care of Arthur. Sir Ector had his own son, Kay. Kay was the same age as Arthur. Sir Ector taught the boys to fight, to use the sword. Arthur and Kay were friends. 15 years passed. King Uther died, and Britain had no king. The country had many problems. Merlin decided that it was time to make Arthur the king. Merlin went to the Archbishop of Canterbury and said, "Britain must have a king. We must find one. Call all the knights of the kingdom. Tell them to meet at the great church in London on Christmas Day. There, God will show us the new king." On Christmas Day, all the knights were in the great church. Outside the church, there was a big stone with a sword in it. These words were on the big stone: "He who pulls the sword out of this stone is the true king of Britain."